When we built the golf course, or when we tried to permit, I actually came on during the permitting process. We were not very well liked on Martha's Vineyard. They did not want this golf course. They felt that it was going to be very bad for their water table. This is a single source aquifer. The people on the island, we had three golf courses already. They hadn't built one since the early 70s. They didn't want another one. They didn't want their water. They were really about water quality, which is why the Rachel Carson picture is up here, because the council, Rachel Carson Council, is all about that as well. And they were concerned about the water quality, so concerned, in fact, that they had people write and sing and perform folk songs against the Vineyard Golf Club, which I am not going to sing. And they were allowed to go into the elementary schools and sing them about, you know, please don't build Vineyard Golf Club, something like that. And so it was, so there was quite a bit of community concern about the course. I talked a little bit about this afternoon. I think some of that concern is about not having a lot of knowledge about golf. And we're all in a business that we're all sort of the choir in this business. And we know about golf, and we talk about golf, and we use terms like bunkers and fringes and collars and approaches like everybody in the world knows about it. Well, in the United States, 12% of the population of the United States plays golf. It's not a lot of people. And I know it's probably a little bit more here, but it's still not a lot of the whole general population. And we talk about it as if everybody should know what those terms mean, and everybody doesn't. So when you have a situation where people don't have a lot of knowledge of something, and golf courses, even public ones, are very exclusionary. You cannot get on a golf course, a public golf course. You can't just walk on a public golf course anytime in the summer. Even though it's open to the public, you can go on, pay your dues, and go play. Or if you're a member, you can go play. So people don't have access to it. So when people don't know a lot about something, they tend to form their own opinions. And they don't often let facts get in the way of that. So you have to come up against, I think you have to understand, or I had to learn that. I had to, it was so frustrating in some meetings where people would be, you know, angry at us for one thing or another. And this cartoon kind of exhibits that. You know, people in the golf industry look at cloud formations one way. Environmentalists may look at it another way. And I think we need to understand that there's two perspectives. Keep that in mind. I have to all the time. Very important thing about Vineyard Golf Club is it's regulated to be organic. That's my safety. That's my safety net. Because I can't use pesticides. I have synthetic pesticides. And that's a really important thing, because when things don't go well, and you're going to see some pictures of some dead turf at different times during these past 7 years, I have that to fall back on. That's a really big cushion in a lot of ways, and it was really helpful. One of the things that, and there are some caveats about Vineyard Golf Club, we don't have a lot of rounds. We're under 10,000 rounds a year. The golf course is located in a fairly temperate area. We're southern New England. We do get snow. We get all the diseases. We get hot weather. We get rainy weather, but we don't get extremes of all those. We don't get the snow you guys get. We don't get it for as long as you guys do. We don't get the heat that they get in Jersey and in the transition zone. So we have that going for us. We have a good sand-based soil, good drainage. We have I think the biggest thing we have are grasses. We had the benefit of being seeded, but the grasses that were developed in the early 2000s, they're even better ones out today. But these grasses were picked. We picked these things out simply, the ones that would do best against the diseases most prevalent in our area. And we don't have annual bluegrass. So those are big, those are important things.